Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thank you one and all for being here, spending some of your time wherever you are, whenever you are, because you could be listening anywhere at any time, the way things are set up now, which is so cool. But you're the reason that we do the show, so thank you so much for being with us. My guest tonight is Mayor Cromwell, who is doing some amazing work. We're going to have some fun. But first, tonight's metaphysical music. And since I'm in the United States and we have major events going on tomorrow, obviously that's my focus, the presidential inauguration, the transfer of power. And there are people who are on who have every possible viewpoint, I think, about Donald Trump, although it's pretty polarized. Either people think he's wonderful or people are really scared. And for me, I kind of listen and watch and see what's being said that other people aren't paying attention to. And one of the White House advisors that Trump brought in is Steve Bannon. And online, there was a quote from him that said, "You don't understand, the real power is in darkness. Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, Satan, that's where the real power is. And the liberals don't get that. And that's why they will never figure us out." To which my response was, that doesn't surprise me, and I will take you very seriously. So for those of you that have gifts of spiritual perception and who do such work, take a look. And if you find that that statement is accurate and you feel called to do something during the inauguration or on Saturday when women all over the world are going to march in opposition of Trump and his statements about women, and it literally is all over the world. It's amazing how many places are going to have major marches. If you feel called to support us during the inauguration and support the women during the marches on Saturday, please do what feels right. Thank you so much for that. And I will be busy. So is that a metaphysical musing? I'm not sure what that was, but there it is. Let's meet our guest tonight, Mayor Cromwell. Mayor, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, David. I'm honored. Really, I'm really honored to be here with you tonight.
Well, I'm honored to talk to you because you have a very special relationship with a very powerful energy. And we're going to be talking about what that is and what that situation is. I don't want to ruin the drama. But what I always ask people first is, how did your life unfold that you wound up doing what you're doing? So tell us the story. Tell us about your walkabout.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm just a white woman that grew up on the East Coast. I was raised Catholic. I never knew that I would be in any way doing what I'm doing now. Well, when I was about 35, 36, I met a Cherokee medicine woman. And this was after, mind you, leaving the Catholic Church and spending about 7 years at an ashram, doing lots of yoga and sitting at the foot of a guru. And then the guru got kicked out for having sex with young women. And I met this Cherokee teacher and ended up apprenticing with her for 14 years. And then she and I parted ways in late 2010. And I started to meet other elders in my travels. I sought some out and some it was purely serendipitous. But I got to know an Algonquin man who was pretty gifted. And in June of 2012, he actually contacted me. We'd been talking a lot, getting to know each other and, learning from him. And in May of 2012, Earth's Mother asked him, because he had been working closely with her for a long time, and she actually appeared to him one time as on a hiking trail as a wispy white column of vapor. It was a pretty wild story.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Earth's Mother reached out to him and requested that he and I do a ceremony together, just the two of us, for her. And she said to him at the time that this would be healing for her. And we didn't know what that meant. But as soon as he asked me about doing the ceremony, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely be there, because I'd already been feeling for many years that my work is to serve Mother. Even before I met the Cherokee teacher, I was doing environmental work and working outside. I just was passionate about the environment, protecting it. So he did this ceremony with me, and right before he started it, he said to me, I'm going to be bringing Earth Mother's energy and her consciousness into your energy body, but I don't know how you're going to disconnect afterwards. And essentially, my response to him at that time was, I'm not concerned at all, because I know my life is to serve Mother. I've already known this for a long time. But what has happened, or what happened during that ceremony, and what's played out, is that essentially Earth Mother's never left my energy body. So we're very connected. And right after that ceremony, things started to happen very fast. And my first book with her that she asked me to do, and she asked me to put aside a whole other book I was working on. The first book's called Messages from Mother Earth Mother, and that was written in only 5 weeks. It was really fast. Download.
Wow.
Download after download. And then I had already put out a book prior to that. My first book's called If I Gave You God's Phone Number. Came out 10 years before that. And so I already knew how to self-publish a book. And so Mother basically said, as soon as the manuscript was done, she says, I want this out now. So I had it all designed, got it covered, made up. I mean, and it was basically written and published in about 4.5 months, which is very fast.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so that was the first of my books with Mother. And then the second one is called The Great Mother Bible. And that one, again, that title and the other title, Messages from Mother Earth Mother, were given to me by Mother. Those were not my ideas at all. And the story behind the second book is that I thought I was going to move out to Washington State and work with a really closely with a gifted medicine woman in the fall of 2013, a year after the Messages from Mother book came out. And then Mother woke me up in the middle of November that fall and said, you're not going to move to Washington State. You're going to stay here in Maryland and write the Great Mother Bible. And I really resisted. And resistance is a big part of this journey of spiritual surrender. And I'm sure, David,
oh, yeah,
you can respond to that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like digging your heels in and going, no way am I doing that. And then you realize you really don't really have a choice if you really have surrendered to the level that you're supposed to surrender.
Yeah. My conversation is often, is that going to hurt? Am I going to die?
Is this going to kill me? No. All right. Yeah, maybe I'll consider it.
All right.
I mean, my statement is usually, you're really going to help me with this, right? I mean, you're not just going to tell me to do it and leave me out there, in the cold of winter, freezing. She's like, oh, no, I'm helping you. I'm like, okay, fine. If you're helping, then I will step forward. So that's how this has happened. And I don't... There are times when I don't hear Mother very clearly because I'm kind of in a funk. And sometimes she gives me a break after I've put a big push out. For instance, my latest mission from her was not a book. It was to organize an event on the Washington Mall right before the election, actually, called the Thousand Goddesses Gathering. And that was pretty interesting because that event was based on the Tibetan myth that when 1,000 Taras or goddesses unite, it will bring compassion or the divine feminine back into the planet. Mm-hmm. And literally, Mother had told me a year before that she wanted me to do it when I saw a posting about this myth on Facebook, and she whispered in my ear at that time in fall of 2015 that I was to organize this in person. And it was one of those moments where I'm like, and you're going to help, right? And so I thought we were going to do it in 2017, and then she woke me up, which is her way of waking me up at 5 a.m. and talking to me very directly. And she woke me up at the end of July last summer, 2016, and said, this needs to happen, not out at a rural retreat center next year, but it needs to happen in D.C. before the elections. I was like, oh, okay. And we did it. We pulled it off. It was pretty powerful.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we did high ceremony. I'm sorry?
We need all the help we can get at the moment.
So, that is about right. Well, yeah. I mean, I can go into what happened later on in the interview if you want, because that was an amazing day. It was, we did high ceremony. I was guided to ask a woman I had connected with a few months before who's a very gifted ocean high priestess, and her husband's a very gifted high priest. And, you know, we did powerful ceremony, and some powerful, beautiful healing energies came into D.C.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'd love for you to talk a little bit about the experience of, you know, your relationship with Mother and how you hear things and what that's like. I mean, I've had relationships with you know, non-physical entities where I could either hear them or I would get messages various ways in the physical world. I think the funniest one was I was sitting there yelling, you know, obscenities that, you know, tell me what's going on. And the message I got was turn the radio on. And the radio came on and went, beep, this is a test. I went, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
But, you know, not frequently having that direct sense of communication, and certainly not a direct sense where I could sit there and take dictation. So that's a pretty extraordinary experience all by itself, but the entity, the energy, the personality that you're bringing through, well, tell people a little bit about the Mother.
Well, really a great question. Well, Earth Mother, as most people, first of all, she's not a fairy tale. She's a very, very ancient spiritual being who was assigned the role of being our planetary caretaker here on Earth. And as I understand it, was taught, and she agrees with it, but I heard this actually from a medicine teacher, my medicine person, that all planets in the universe have planetary caretakers, and some are more masculine in their energy and some are more feminine in their energy. And we happen to live on a planet that has a feminine planetary caretaker. Her consciousness is imbued into the planet, but you could say there's a distinction between the physicality of the planet and then her as the spiritual being assigned to it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to put this out there because I'm being asked by her to do this. We live in really interesting times where there's a powerful new world coming in. And the planetary caretaker, Earth Mother, who we have right now is actually relatively new. The original one, and I actually can't speak to whether there have been more than two of them, because I don't know that, but the original Gaia, who I did that ceremony for and who was brought into my energy body, is actually now on retreat because the so much has been going on around the planet and on the planet, and not just within our recorded history, but we're going back like 900,000 years, that the original Gaia got kind of beat up. And so we have a new Earth Mother right now that has been here for close to 900,000 years, but she has been kind of in seclusion and waiting for the right time to come forward. And this is the past few years is when she has truly come forward. And she is beautiful and powerful. And one teacher who I work with calls her the Heart Merkaba. Mm. And she is remarkable. She's the one, you know, it was a process for me to realize that I wasn't talking to the same Earth Mother. And I needed some help from some really gifted medicine people to figure this out because it was throwing me off. But this Heart Merkaba planetary caretaker who we have now is really beautiful. And so was the other one. I mean, I'm not trying to like compare them, but their personalities are different. And what's been pointed out to me is that this current one, Heart Merkaba, is really similar in a way. You can compare her to Saraswati in the Hindu tradition. So I'm trying to learn as much as I can about Saraswati. Right. So who is Earth Mother? That's kind of her in a nutshell. You know, these are really ancient spiritual beings who have held all sorts of responsibilities and positions in different parts of the universe. And they kind of rotate through. And what I have come to learn is that Earth, the planet that we live on, first of all, is an amazing planet. The amount of beauty and biodiversity and capacity to experience sensuality on this planet is pretty exceptional compared to a lot of planets where there are sentient beings. But also that, you know, that Heart Merkaba and the older Gaia, you know, they're constantly in council with other powerful spiritual beings. And these councils are held off-planet or on-planet. It just depends on what's happening and what needs to be planned for or discussed. And I'm certain, well, I mean, this is a given, that with what's playing out politically on the within the United States right now, that there have been multiple councils discussing and, you know, looking at what's happening and guiding it. And I could go on and on there. I mean, if you have another question you want to ask me right now, because I know we're probably going to get into, you know, what is Earth Mother's take on what's going on in the United States right now?
Sure. And I would love to hear that. We can do that after the break. You know, it's all of the traditions say that this is a time of transition from a period of profound darkness to a period of light that we can't even comprehend. And all transitions involve chaos. And I'm told that the worse the chaos, the greater the transition is going to be, the more powerful the change. So here we are. Look at this. We've got lots of chaos and lots of craziness. And hopefully we'll not get more than can be tolerated. But wouldn't it be lovely if we could figure out how to be part of the transition team and make all of this chaos move through without pain, which is what everybody's afraid of. It's not so much of, oh, look, it's crazy. It's been crazy before. It actually feels like a repetition of a lot of what my father went through, which is frightening. You know, my father was a child of the Depression and World War II and that whole period of time. And there are so many parallels. It's startling. It's like, why are we here again? What's, huh? And maybe that is what needs to happen to make the transition, but maybe there's work we can do to make it easier.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these are the questions we need to weigh right now. There's so many answers to that, and I really don't have all the answers at all. I really don't. What I can share with you. Sorry?
No, I thought you might have had some information from Mother.
Well, what I have from Mother is this, is she wants us to take heart. She wants us to realize that a couple things. And people are welcome to go to my YouTube channel and listen to this latest message from Mother that I put out a week ago. But she wants us to realize that there's a much bigger picture at play here on the planet. And we are so caught up in our tiny human realms, which really are tiny when it comes to the greater scope of everything going on the planet and around the planet. That there's really a lot of hope with this transition that's going on, because there's a new world coming in. And a lot of people are talking about this new world. And I don't know, honestly, if they're talking about the same new world that Earth Mother's talking about, because I haven't talked to them directly. I would like to think they're talking about the same one, but I don't know. But Earth Mother encourages us, Heart Merkaba, encourages us to have a lot of compassion for Donald Trump, because the man is incredibly wounded. And he is operating from, you know, some very unhealed places within his heart and his psyche. And this is why he is operating from the level of shadow place that he is. So that's one piece. But, you know, another piece is that we need to change. Our human systems, as in the Western world and the way we have evolved as cultures and the systems that we have set up on the planet, need to change, period. Because Earth Mother and all of the powerful spiritual beings here on Earth and ones that are coming in from outside the Earth to support Earth Mother will not tolerate much more of the fracking, the drilling, the contamination of our waters. It's just not going to be tolerated much longer. And so we need to get with the groove, so to speak. And we can choose to do it gracefully or not.
Right.
And so, well, go ahead.
Let's talk more about that after the break. I want to make sure people know how to get in touch with you. Okay. What's your website?
My website is just marecromwell.com, and so it's M-A-R-E, and then Cromwell, C-R-O-M-W-E-L-L.com.
Excellent. And they can find out about events that you have coming up and the books and all the other stuff on the website.
Yes. And I actually just yesterday put up a meditation that you can purchase pretty cheaply of how to be more spiritually connected with Earth Mother, which is one of the things she's really calling for us to do, is because that will help with this new world being born, is by connecting with her energetically and dropping our love from our heart to her heart, the heart of the planet. So that just went up yesterday, too.
Yeah, I read that in the book, and I've been doing that exercise. It's very, very powerful.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I will be calling upon her tomorrow in the middle of all the other stuff that will be going on.
Well, she's there to help.
I know. So we're going to go to the break. We will be back shortly, unless, of course, we get taller. My guest is Mare Cromwell, and we will talk more about the book that she just wrote. This is David Franklin Farkas on the Farkas Files on Empower Radio, and don't go nowhere. There's a lot more coming up.
listening to Empower Radio, an entire radio station devoted to your personal development, expanding your conscious awareness, and empowering positive change. Meet our hosts and listen online at EmpowerRadio.com, on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, or iTunes, or download the Empower Radio app for your smartphone or tablet. It's free in the App Store, and it lets you listen to our shows and podcasts on demand. Empowering people, empowering change. Empower Radio, online at EmpowerRadio.com.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller is sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, this is Josh Groban. After so many years on the stage, one of my favorite things about music is its ability to inspire and nourish the soul. That's why I'm proud to work with Feeding America, an organization that inspires hope for families in need and helps nourish the 16 million kids in this country struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left not knowing where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Thankfully, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food and helps deliver it to kids in need across the country. But they can't do it alone. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Be the change you want to see in the world. This is Empower Radio.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with my guest, Mayor Cromwell, author of The Great Mother Bible, which is a wonderful title. And so you were talking a bit about the messages from the Great Mother about the transition right now.
Yes. You know, essentially, Mother is saying right now is that know that what's happening on the planet at this time and within the American society is actually a good thing from her perspective. And there are many beautiful things going on that are kind of rather behind the scenery outside of the political news media, all the stuff that's been flying back and forth. And that, as I was saying before, these older systems that our culture has created that has become so dependent on fossil fuels, that is so hierarchical, that is so dominated by the shadow masculine, I'll put it that way, these have to crumble. They have to fall apart because Earth Mother is not going to tolerate them much longer. And so that's what we're starting to witness. You know, we saw it in 2008 with the real estate and the banking industry. And from what I understand, and I am not a banker, I don't track the news that well when it comes to those realms, but they are really struggling, most of them. So we are, there's a new world kind of bursting forth sort of like the weeds between the cracks, and the cracks are getting bigger and bigger. And these new systems are what we are invited to co-create with Earth Mother and with all these other beautiful spiritual beings. And they have to be. There's no choice about it. They have to be in balance and in harmony with Earth Mother's natural system. And indigenous peoples all over the world, I mean, they never lost that wisdom. And a lot of these tribes have an understanding of, you know, the universal laws. We have forgotten them. We got so far afield.
Right.
And it's actually because of the influence of alien beings, extraterrestrials, several thousand years ago that things started to go askew. And you'll get to that section in the Great Mother Bible. There's actually a section about that. Because people always ask, how did we get to this point? Well, it's really been because of the influence of extraterrestrials. And that's not to say that all extraterrestrials have been negative here on Earth, because that's not at all the case. But some have not served Earth Mother at all. So Earth Mother is encouraging each of us to avoid the path of fear. And that's challenging, because the fear is rampant right now in our society. And it is not fear, then it's this righteousness, which is a pretty dark energy also. And so this is a time to really step into the depths of compassion that we can find within ourselves. And this is where Mother is inviting people to connect with her, because she is an incredibly healing power to help open your heart. And her heart is, you know, I mean, it's the heart of the planet. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And this heart Merkaba, who's our new planetary caretaker, I mean, I led a visualization with some people a few nights ago, and I invited them to imagine this beautiful goddess hovering above them, and that her heart was beaming this golden white light, like a honey-colored light, and you could reach your hand out and connect with this energy from her heart chakra and pull it into your heart. And any of us can do that. We can call on Earth Mother and connect with her that way. And then the next thing she's asking us to do is then drop that energy that we've taken in to our heart and drop it straight to the center of the planet to connect with her that way. And she will help us. She will give you strength. She can help pull the chaotic energies out of you. But we have to connect with her first. And I call it the Mother's Love Cord Connection, because that was a specific message from her a couple of years ago, that she misses having all of us two-leggeds connected with this energetic connection from our spine, our root chakra, straight to the heart of the planet. It used to be that everyone had that, but then that cord, that electrical energetic cord, got cut, and those of us who, you know, our ancestry comes from the roots of the Western civilization. So she wants us to reconnect it, and it's not that hard.
Right. That energetic cord is also destroyed by using drugs. It's destroyed by all kinds of abuse, but especially sexual abuse. All of them destroy grounding.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it's my sense, and maybe you have a better sense of this than I do. My sense is that most of us weren't even born with that cord. And people who were born with it, obviously it can get weakened and destroyed too by abusing your body. There's another angle to this. Just within the past years, those of us who are really, really sensitive to the energies of the planet have had to, just for coping and surviving, had to shut down our root chakra, because the energies have gotten harsher, especially here, I think, on the East Coast. And so, you know, we can learn to more sort of carefully reopen it and connect it directly with her again. We have to do it in a way that is protecting us from a lot of the rampant energies that are surrounding us, that are prevalent right now.
Interesting. Yeah, I hadn't heard that perspective before. So,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I'll look at some of the things. When I check people, I will look at it differently.
And, okay.
But, yeah, damage to the first chakra is chronic. It's everywhere. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, massive healing needed on that level. Massive.
Right.
I mean, I love it when I run into somebody who grew up in Africa or someone who is from an indigenous culture from, you know, even here in North America, and most of them have not lost that love, that I call it the love cord connection. They never lost it. And I love their energy because they're just so solid and so grounded and just coursing straight down to mother. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Among the many other things they haven't lost.
Right. Exactly. Oh, we need to learn so much more. Remember.
Right. Right. Well, it's interesting. Your major mentor was Cherokee, and one of mine was Cherokee as well. So that's an interesting connection. And it sounds like you had much more time with your teacher than I did, but it's having that connection is very, very powerful. Having a medicine person who is from a tribal tradition that takes you under their wing.
Yeah, I felt very blessed. I mean, she wasn't raised on a reservation, but she was raised by her grandmother who followed the old ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'll say this, I mean, she is a tremendous healer. And, you know, when I first met her, I was grappling with really deep depression, on and off antidepressants. And within two sessions with her and basically soul retrieval work, you know, she helped me come back to myself in a way that I had never experienced before. And I was able to go off any meds and have never had to go back on. And I mean, there are times I definitely go through some dark periods, but not like what I was dealing with then. And I'm very, very grateful for her healing work and so much she taught me.
Yeah, it's amazing how much Indigenous healers know that have just been lost in Western culture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I've been very blessed also because since parting ways with her, I've been able to spend time with a Mohawk medicine man and a Shoshone elder, a really talented Shoshone elder who actually was pretty well known. His name is Benny LeBeau. He went by Blue Thunder and then he kind of transitioned into Rainbow Thunderheart. He passed last summer, and you know, so many of us were so devastated by his death. But he was tremendous, and he was a major mentor of mine when I was writing the Great Mother Bible. You know, I would touch base with him and ask him certain questions about what I was hearing, and he would offer me guidance. And here's a little interesting tidbit, because it's not in the Great Mother Bible, but in the process of writing that book, I was doing ceremony every day. I mean, I was living off my savings, renting this house that went into full foreclosure. I mean, there were so many miracles that happened in writing that book. His mother allowed me, and God set it up so I was able to stay in this house without paying rent to anybody for about almost 10 months, 8 months. And then when the bank finally said, you really need to move out, they gave me $1,500 to move, you know? Yeah, because I knew that, I knew this house was going to full foreclosure. And I said to mother, how can I stay in this house? They're about to, you know, take it to auction. She said, you will be able to stay in the house as long as it takes for the book to be written, which is exactly how it worked. And so the funny thing is that the intermediary organizations, I don't know what they call them, realtor firms that were working with Freddie Mac, or Fannie Mae, whatever group it was, they would like forget to send me the critical paperwork. Oh, we forgot to send it to you. And that would like extend it another 2 months. So I'd be like, oh, interesting how you forgot that. But what happened that winter, though, getting back to what I was going to share, is that there was one night really late and I noticed this very strong aroma. I couldn't help but notice. It's not like a skunk, but even worse than a skunk in the house that I was living in that was, you know, in foreclosure. And I was chatting with a friend on Facebook, and she could tell spiritually that it was some spiritual being. And so I thought, well, I've got to get rid of this, you know. And so I got out my smudge, and I called on my guardians and tried to get rid of this whatever this was. And it lingered in my bedroom all night, and it didn't feel dark, per se. It just was foreign and different. So I contacted the Shoshone elder. the next morning. I said, what is going on here? There has been this smell. And he started laughing. He said, that's Sasquatch. They're the keepers of Mother. Yeah, they're the guardians of Earth Mother, and they've come in to check on you. They want to help you. I was like, you're kidding. I was really taken back. And I because I didn't know who they were, I basically told them to leave, and they didn't come back. But they actually did come back then last fall. It was 2015. They came back and asked me to also help them and give their messages out. And basically, you know, I've done some talks about them, and I can't believe I'm talking about it right now because usually I try to keep it kind of quiet, but I guess I'm feeling like it's important to bring up because they play a critical role here on the planet, and a lot of people have no idea how intelligent they are and how highly evolved they are. They're incredibly highly evolved beings. But they work very closely to help to support Mother and the energetic systems on the planet. And at one time, we as humans used to be partnered with them, and they are technically our elder brothers. If anybody wants to pursue more of this, I encourage you to go check out a website that has 50 messages from Sasquatch, and it's now out as a book on Amazon. It's profound, profound.
Well, in many ways, it doesn't surprise me. Everybody goes through the, you know, can we find them and who are they, and they appear and disappear and all and that stuff. But that just convinced me that, like so many other beings that are interdimensional and appear and disappear, that they just had a role to play.
That was a huge role, actually. Yeah. And they're very sensitive. They're so offended by how our media treats them. They're very sensitive and they're very aware by all of the, whatever, the National Enquirer headlines. And they know your heart. They can tell if you are seeking to approach them from a place of love as opposed to a place of, oh, I want to catch a picture of them, or I want to capture one, or find a dead body or whatever.
Right.
You know, they can disappear and reappear. You know, they are interdimensional. I could go on and on. I mean, they're amazing. And they have a lot of love for us, but they're really, you know, they want us to wake up. I mean, Earth Mother wants people to wake up.
Right.
Yeah. Know that our society is an illusion. What our society has set up is such an illusion.
Yes, well. Reminds me of Einstein's quote, you know, reality is an illusion, albeit a persistent one. And most of what people think is real and important isn't real and really isn't important.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's another thing that I have come to learn about our planet is that, I mean, most people, I think these days, well, people have been waking up and doing their work, realize that we're all spiritual beings having a physical experience. But the capacity to grow spiritually on this particular planet is huge compared to most other planets where there's sentient life. It's just phenomenal. And we are living in incredibly interesting times, too, where the shifting of the energies from the third to the fourth to fifth dimension is really pushing us. And there are actual sections in the Great Mother Bible about the Christ consciousness and the call for each of us to really embrace those healing energies from the Christ consciousness. I mean, it's interesting. I joke about, well, of course, if you write a book called a Bible, then you have to talk about Christ, you know? this is the Great Mother Bible, and this is not the Christ that a lot of Christian churches talk about that has been so twisted. I'll just say twisted, you know. The Christ consciousness is so much more than what a lot of these fundamentalist Christians speak about as Christ. Beautiful, beautiful healing energies, beautiful heart energies. And that was one of the things that Benny LeBeau or Rainbow Thunderheart would say, is that you need to open your heart up to the Christ consciousness. You need to release the thorns from your heart. That is part of what we're being called to do right now. And unfortunately, we all in our Western society have ancestors that come from centuries and centuries of living under the domination of the shadow masculine. And so we all carry a shadow masculine wounding that needs to be healed at its deepest levels. And part of the way to do that is to really connect with the Christ consciousness. And it's there are various teachers who teach about it. And there's, you know, a section in the Great Mother Bible about it also.
I've never heard it called the sadomasculine. That's a very profound expression.
Yeah, it says a lot.
It does. It does say a lot, and I think it's accurate. So let's make sure people know where to find you.
Okay. Yeah, people are welcome to go to my website, which is marecromwell.com, marecromwell.com. And you can watch some of the messages, listen to some of the messages on YouTube that I've put out from Mother. She kicked me in the butt in July and told me I needed to stop just putting them up on a website, which there is actually another website I have called messagesfrommother.org, and there are a whole bunch of messages there that have not been put up on YouTube yet. But whenever I get any prominent messages from her now, she's like, and this needs to go on YouTube now. You know, it's like now. She's pretty adamant,
that's,
you know, and I'll
so
tell
funny.
You this. Yeah, no, she's very insistent and authoritative. And when I was organizing the Thousand Goddesses Gathering last fall, some of the people that were really keen about helping out and they loved the idea of this huge ceremony and event to invoke the divine feminine back into the earth. And yet they started balking when I would tell them, well, Mother wants it this way and Mother wants it that way. And one woman's like, well, I don't really like the way this is being done because this is like really hierarchical and almost masculine the way you're doing it. And the only thing I could say to her is that this is how Mother works. You know, she's very authoritative. I can try to apologize for her, but I really shouldn't have to apologize for her. That when, you know, when you surrender, I guess at the level that some of us have, and I know there are people who have surrendered even more deeply than I have on their spiritual work. You know, when Mother says hop, I jump. But there's a piece.
Well, also, you know, in spite of all the political rhetoric and feelings about hierarchy, if nobody's in charge, nothing gets done.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just how it is. People need to take responsibility, and people need to make sure that whoever is taking that responsibility is supported and the work gets done. So it's just how it is.
No,
everything else is just meetings.
Oh, boy. Yeah, tell me about meetings. Tell me about meetings. But, you know, there's a piece I haven't talked about is people may wonder, well, why would I choose to surrender at this level to Mother? I mean, one, I love her dearly, and I'm very committed to her and the health of our planet and the future, you know, for all generations in the future. But also, I was diagnosed with lymphoma. Mm-hmm. Literally 4 days before that ceremony in June of 2012. So I was pretty terrified. And when we did the ceremony and then Mother started talking to me so clearly, she said, if you surrender to me and do as I ask you to do, I will help you heal from the lymphoma without having to work with the doctors. And that's exactly what has happened. I've had so many healing miracles. And so this is why my pact with her, I guess you could say, is as deep as it is I don't want to have cancer.
Right.
You know, I don't want to have to go that path.
And when you have that kind of demonstration of the power of all of this, you know that it's real. It's not just a conversation. It's absolutely real.
Oh, it's very real. It's amazing. I mean, I could write a whole other book just on these healing miracles I've experienced. You know, trees healing me and spontaneous ceremonies with various people that weren't even planned. And it's just, it's amazing. It is amazing. And what I really want to say, though, before we part ways, I don't know, we're getting maybe toward the end of this hour.
Yeah.
I think people really, you know, that there's this, you know, truism that love is stronger than anything else. And it really is. And yet we can amp up the amount of love within our energy body by tapping into Mother and Creator. And the invitation is there for all of us. And the love she has for us is off the charts. It's I call it quantum divine love. And when we can really tap into that and source from that, then we become the healing nodes that she needs on the planet to, you know, someone like Donald Trump, who's just hurting as much as Donald Trump, is really lacking a very deep amount of love. And you know, and Steve Bannon, the quote that you read earlier, I mean, that's interesting because there are people who make deals with the dark side.
Right.
And yet,
right.
And
Bannon
yet
is a scary guy.
Yeah. And yet, well, what I've come to learn is, go ahead.
No, I'd finish your thought.
Yeah, what I've come to learn is that those beings on the darker side or the heavier side, however you want to word it, are really also looking for love. They have gotten off track. And when they need support and they need to be, you know, taken care of, what I've learned to do is just call in the love of the Great Mother and to expose them to that and say, this is what's waiting for you.
Right.
And, you know, and they're like, wow.
I hope you'll stay on when we get off the air, but that's a longer conversation that we can talk about.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Bringing up at the end is probably not fair.
Yeah. Because I do a lot of dealing with those characters. Thank you so much for being on the show. This has been so wonderful. My guest is Mayor Cromwell, and her most recent book is The Great Mother Bible. And I've been just reading it like crazy. I get lots of books, and not all of them suck me in, but this one certainly has. So, and what a delightful conversation, Mayor. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, David. I'm so honored. By the way, real quickly, I am doing a webinar starting up in 2 weeks, so people are welcome to join me on learning more about Earth Mother and how to be more sacredly connected with her.
Terrific. And is that all on your website?
It's all on the website, yeah.
Great. MayorCromwell.com.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you again so much.
Oh, honored.
And so am I. Total pleasure. And if people got curious about who is this guy David and what in the world does he do, you can find out at househealing.com. And there's every conceivable technology for getting in touch with me, including a link that lets you schedule a 20-minute free assessment of what's going on with a person, place, situation, business, whatever it might be, and we can see how my work might be helpful to you. If you want more about the show, that's cleverly enough at thefarkasfiles.com. The whole archive is there, and this show will be at the top of the list if you want to pass it along to other people. But now we've got the Empower Radio app, and that lets you plug into not just the Farkas Files, but all the other shows that are on 24/7 and the archives for all those shows. So at your convenience, anywhere, anytime, you can listen to the shows on your smartphone or your laptop, wherever you are. You can also listen on most of the streaming media outlets, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iPod, iTunes, podcasts, everywhere. Just look for Empower Radio or the Farkas Files. And again, thank you so much for spending some time with us, because that's what makes this all worthwhile. Otherwise, we're just sitting here talking to ourselves, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So wherever you are on the planet, whatever time it is that you're listening to this, thank you so much for being a part of this whole process. And I hope you enjoyed it and that you got something from it. That's the whole point. So thank you one and all for being here. This is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Have a fantastic week.
We'll be right back.